Welcome back, everybody, to School Spirit here on the Armor of God Catholic Radio Network. This is Tom McDew, and today I have a very distinct pleasure of being with a group of eighth graders here at St. Mary's in Temple. Over the course of the next couple of weeks, we're going to talk to a couple of groups here. And our first group this morning is a group that went on a retreat here recently down in Belton at Eagle's Wings. And this is their second retreat. So we're going to talk a little bit about how the differences from previous retreats and their experience at Eagle's Wings. So first and foremost, Kayun, please introduce yourself to all of our listeners.
Hi, everybody. My name is Kayun. I'm eighth grader, and I go to St. Mary's Catholic School.
This is your what number retreat?
This is my second time going on this retreat.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good, good. Ava, introduce yourself, please.
Hi, my name is Ava Noak. I am a seventh grader, and I go to St. Mary's Catholic School. This is also my second retreat.
And Mia.
Hi, I'm Mia, and I'm in seventh grade, and I go to St. Mary's Catholic School, and this is my second retreat, too.
I called you all eighth graders. You're all seventh graders, aren't you?
No, she's an eighth grader.
I'm eighth grade. Okay. She's seventh and she's...
Okay, mix then. So see, yeah. It's a good thing we have these conversations. All right, good. Okay, so let's just kind of start here. And what I want to talk about, because this was your second retreat, and in your impressions, or rather maybe what you noticed differently this time from the first time that you went. Kayun, you go ahead and start.
The first time?
Yeah, just differences that you noticed from the first time versus this time.
Yeah, I saw some differences between the first time I went. Was like, I went with some of the older kids, and it was just like only seventh and eighth graders, mm-hmm. and not sixth grade. But the second time was with the 6th and 7th and 8th mm-hmm. graders, because we all wanted to go and see what it was like yeah. in a different place, even though we've been there before.
Did the first time you went, was there kids from another school there as well?
No.
Or was it just y'all? But this time now, there were kids from St. Mary's and Taylor, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So what was that like? Did y'all get a chance to intermingle, as it were?
Yes, we got to talk with them at like dinner, and mm-hmm. we had a few bonfires mm-hmm. at nighttime. We got to talk with them and see what it was like as St. Mary's Taylor.
Cool. Okay, Ava, how about you? Anything different you noticed from this time compared to last time?
In my opinion, the first time was more laid back.
Uh-huh.
It was more about the experience than learning.
Okay.
But this time, we did more things like adoration and things like that.
Okay, good, good. Miss Mia, how about you? Differences between this time and the first time you went out there?
The first time, we had like less kids. But this time, we had more kids since it was entire middle school
mm-hmm.
instead of just like one class.
Yeah. So it was just a lot of confusion at times with all those kids running around?
Sometimes.
A lot of noise?
Yeah.
I can only imagine what it was like to have two schools worth of junior high kids all in one spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So how many days were y'all out there, Ava?
Last year it was only about like 2 days. And then this year it was like three.
3 days.
3 to 4.
Okay, and it was during the week, right? Tuesday,
yes.
Wednesday, Thursday, or something like that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay. So you went down there on Wednesday. What did y'all do then that first day?
Well, first we really just got introduced to the people who worked there, mm-hmm. and we were told what we're going to be doing over the course of these next few days, mm-hmm. and we just got straight to learning.
And settled into your bunks. So Mia, did y'all have like one big room that you were all sleeping in, or were you in smaller individual rooms?
It was like divided.
Mm-hmm.
Since there was like for the girls, it was two different areas.
Okay.
So we just kind of separated a little bit.
All right. But there was like 15 or 20 of y'all in one big room sleeping all together?
No.
No?
No.
How many were in each room?
One room had like six of us, and the other room had, I think, still six or
okay.
seven.
Okay. So still a crowd in each room, but not a big crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So what did y'all do then that Thursday, that first full day? Talk us through that Thursday. Do you remember? You got up, had breakfast.
We first went to like church,
mm-hmm.
and that same day we did adoration, and we had another bonfire,
mm-hmm.
just like Wednesday, and we had a whole bunch of like free time.
Uh-huh.
And it was really fun.
To free time to do what? To walk around the grounds and check things out, or
we got to go like hiking by ourselves.
Oh, cool.
On a mountain.
Yeah.
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 With cactuses
and thorns and thorns a lot.
That was the hard part.
That was not funny. And I got to see some really cool caves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Caves.
How far did y'all hike?
Probably like a few miles.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Depending.
Well, mainly, we could go as far as like there's a giant bell like near the area near the church.
Right.
And he said we could go as far as long as we can still hear the bell when he rings it, which tells us to come back.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very cool. That's a little bit different than life at home here in the city, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was much more quiet.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the stars were amazing.
Yeah. It's like the, you know, the song, "The Stars at Night, Big and Bright."
Yes.
Yeah.
That really brought that out.
Okay, so then the Friday, then that final day, can you talk a little bit about what y'all did that last day?
So, it was like a half day,
mm-hmm.
and we had mass in the morning, and then we had a little breakfast, and we were then discussing about like having our dorms cleaned up, which it was like. Crazy.
That had to be fun.
It was fun.
It was hectic. It was exhausting. I was ready.
Hectic and exhausting.
Yes. I was ready to go home and take a nice nap.
Me too.
It was so hard to sleep.
So hard to sleep because there were so many people in each room? Or yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Everybody. Yeah. Someone was like snoring in my dorm.
Our
same.
Our cabins were like separated, so there was a big wall in between. There were two rooms.
Yeah.
The girls in the other room were so loud.
Yes, they were even giggling in their sleep.
But they brought an end to it on Thursday night when they're like, okay, if anybody's quiet after, like, if we go check and everybody's like still loud, then we're gonna be extremely happy to send you home, and you'll get to see your nice A group parents.
Yes,
about to go out here in the middle of the night.
That would not have been fun. For mom and dad to have to come get you Thursday night.
Yeah, especially when they're mad.
Yeah, yeah. So you came home. Did y'all take a bus out there, or how did y'all get out there?
No, we took individual cars.
We took there were different chaperones, so we all were like grouped in different cars.
Mm-hmm. And just caravanned your way down there?
Pretty much.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Our luggage was most of our luggage was put in the back of our teacher, Mr. Smith's truck, and he drove that there. But we brought some luggage in the car.
Mm-hmm. So did you pack things you didn't need?
honestly, I thought I was an overpacker, but I don't even know.
Yeah. I packed a lot of snacks that like I barely got through. We only ate them on the car ride. Yeah.
And did you not pack anything that you wish you had?
I packed like 25 books in my one small backpack, and it was like I was like I refuse bringing so many books because it feels like home.
Like the idiot I was, I forgot one of the most things I needed like the most, which was a jacket or a coat.
So I was
freezing at night
until
we got to the bonfire, and it was a long walk.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, especially when it was so dark and we don't know what if might have been in like the forest.
Uh-huh.
Like who knows, maybe it would have been like a coyote of some sort, maybe. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they mentioned something about mountain lions.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mountain lions are like a lot of big cats, though. If you leave them alone, they'll leave you alone.
We didn't see any, but
thankfully,
And Mia, was there anything that you didn't pack that you wish you had of?
My setting spray.
Your
what? Setting spray for my makeup, and I thought I brought it, and I forgot it.
I don't know nothing about that stuff.
It's a Skrull thing.
Yeah, it is. And my daughters have daughters, and I still don't know nothing about that. Anyway, okay. So, kind of really like a half day on Wednesday, and an all day Thursday, and a half day on Friday.
Yes.
And then, and then y'all came back to school on Friday to get released really for the weekend, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So. So was there any particular, Mia, I'll start with you. Was there any particular experience or moment or event that really kind of put a mark in your memory bank that you'd like to share with us?
Being with all my friends mm-hmm. in like one room.
Yeah.
For those 3 days was really amazing.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to like talk and meet new people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we got to know each other better mm-hmm. than we already did.
Very cool. Very cool. Ava, how about you?
Okay. There has been a lot that's been sticking in my mind. But I think the thing... Okay. So, adoration was one of the most beautiful things I've ever been in my life. And this one really took it to the top.
How so?
We all got to sit down. Some of us got to kneel at the altar, mm-hmm. And we just got to sing. Yeah. We just got to sing.
What were y'all singing?
We were singing a bunch of Christian songs,
like songs we would hear in church, or like more popular songs.
More popular songs,
like Matt Maher and those kind mm-hmm. of.
And I have to say, the food there was awesome. Like their salad.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed
salad
with
so
salad
good.
Now.
They're
over
dressing.
That culture. I don't know why.
Yeah, it was just the best salad. Yes. And hiking was also really fun, except for the buddy system. I'd rather just go hiking alone or with friends who are as dangerous as I am. But really, it was just being in church, being...
In adoration.
Yes. There was a part where the person who was leading had us imagine, like, baptism. And things mm-hmm, like that, mm-hmm. and it just made me cry. Like, it was a beautiful moment.
Yeah. Do y'all get a chance to do adoration on a regular basis?
No. We only did it one time.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, when you're home, you don't get a chance to do adoration.
No.
Okay.
No. It's like a special thing.
Yeah.
Very cool.
From what I remember from last year, we did it like every Wednesday of some part of the year.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not sure if we're going to do that this year, but I'll just have to find out.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of adoration, so that's great.
Singing is definitely the best.
Yeah. And Kayun, how about you? A special experience that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, for one thing, to the same thing as Ava's opinion, I also liked adoration because when it was just quiet and just filled with good praise and worshiping God, and just feels like me getting closer to Him, and it just feels, whenever it comes to adoration, it just feels like He's coming to us present whenever the monstrance is on top of the altar, and it just, deep inside my heart, I feel like His presence is there. In front of the altar.
Yeah.
So talk then, I'm going to ask all three of you the same question here. So what I want to know is how you are taking the experiences, plural, that you gained from this retreat, and how are you using them to shape your eighth grade or your seventh grade, respectfully, years here at St. Mary's? Ava, go ahead and start.
I got a whole different perspective about Jesus and God when I left that retreat, and I'm going to take Mass much more seriously. And it also told me that I don't need to be nervous about singing. Like, I just need to be loud and proud and to the crowd.
You know, the Lord does say, raise a joyful noise, right? And whenever I sing, that's exactly what you get, is a joyful noise.
At my old school, we used to take random Bible verses and put them in songs. And that one you just said was one of the ones that we did. And I still remember some of them.
Very cool. Very cool. Was there a particular song that you liked more than others? Or?
I can't remember most of the songs that was there, but I think...
Just the experience of being a
singer. Mia, do you remember any songs we did?
I mean, I remember one of them. Okay. It was, I know the artist, just I don't know the name of it. It's Forrest Frank, but I don't remember the exact song.
I feel like I recognize that artist, but I don't.
It was the first song we did when we got there.
I can't remember that because I was in confession at the time.
Very good, very good. Okay, Mia.
Oh, I remember.
Go ahead.
I don't remember the name, but it goes like, when the sun sets free, I am free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
Oh, very nice.
That song was so good. Made me almost cry.
Yeah. And you said it was Frederick Frank's?
Well, Forrest Frank was the first song we did.
Oh, Forrest.
Like, when we got to the actual place. Mm-hmm. I just don't remember what it's called.
Okay.
I don't remember either.
Okay, Mia, any particular experience that left a mark on you and you're kind of holding on to as you go through the rest of your junior high school year?
I would say Mass, especially because, like, the entire retreat, it was my first time being there as a Catholic because I just got baptized in September.
Oh, welcome home.
And it was, like, very fun. So, especially adoration, that was a really great part, and I loved it.
Yeah, yeah. How did describe what you mean by your understanding, or rather, what the impact that Mass has different now than before the retreat?
Like, I look at God differently, 'cause it's like, I don't know how to describe it, but it's like a bigger feeling now, than it was before.
Okay, all right, very good, very good. And Kayun, how about you? Any particular experience that you remember that is kind of shaping the rest of your eighth grade here?
It's like experiencing different, like Eagle's Wings, for an example, because it helped me understand God and how he is always with us all the time, and we can see it through animals, plants, anything, even the wind, if it was like really high wind, I just feel it's just like he's always talking. Even though you can't hear it, it is him talking.
You could imagine the wind as if it was God's breath.
That's a great way to put it. Very nice. Very nice. Okay, so we kind of sort of talked about this, but there were other kids from St. Mary's in Taylor.
Yes.
Any new friends that you met over there that maybe you still have a chance to talk to?
Yes. There was one who is named Savannah, and oh my goodness, she is so sweet. And she was like helping me a lot at like the bonfire, and we were just discussing about how it was like at their school, and she said it was like full of drama as here. And it turns out we just had a few things in common, like sports and stuff.
Very good, very good. Mia, anybody over there?
I'm not much of a socializer, so like
I can't imagine why. If you haven't figured it out, folks, Mia's the shy one here.
Kayun's a talkative one.
Sometimes.
And Ava, how about you? Did you meet anybody over there that you still kind of talk to?
Yes, I met someone whose name was Grace. She is on our soccer team, so I get to converse with her every time we go to soccer practice.
Very nice. Yeah. So you talked about the buddy system. Is that where you and Grace kind of
No. We mainly only converse in okay. soccer practice. The buddy system.
Did you get assigned a buddy? Is that how?
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Okay. So what happened was we.
Go ahead.
Makes me sound very guilty, doesn't it? anyway, what happened was, basically, whenever we have free time, people, like, the adults got really nervous about, like, oh my gosh, we're afraid some kids are going to get lost. Like, not like me. I'd never get lost unless it was at Walmart that one yeah. time. Anyway.
Every person who's ever been lost in their life has said, I never get lost.
anyway, we all got paired up with the buddy. I'm pretty sure we got to choose our own buddies. I chose my best friend, Morgan. Mm-hmm. But it was mainly when in free time because we were climbing mountains and stuff. Yeah. How? But eventually, I kind of got bored because they didn't really want to go hiking up the mountain. They wanted yeah. to take trails up the mountain. So I'm like, no, I want to climb rocks. That's the best way to use my time. So I'm like, okay, you and your mom can go to the cabin. I'm going to go hang out with a different group who's more adventurous yeah. like me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good. How about you, Kayon? Your best buddy or your battle buddy or whatever?
Well,
was it somebody that you knew here already?
Well, there was a little situation. Like yeah. I didn't have a buddy, but later when Ava's partner was going on a hiking, she was asking me, "Do you want to go hiking with climbing the mountain with me?" And I was like, "Sure." But I was a little nervous about the experiencing thorns
yeah.
and the...
Yeah, be real. Yeah. You were like, oh, I don't want to do this. I'm like, oh, come on, please. I'm lonely.
But yeah, but eventually I just decided I was going to go. And it turns out it wasn't that bad.
It was fun, besides the cactuses.
Yeah. yeah. The cactuses are not the funnest.
Cactuses are okay. Yeah. Cactuses have a life, okay. too. They were created by God as well.
Yeah, I got so.
Everything was made in God's image, for
I
sure.
got yeah. pieces of cactus in my leg. It.
All right, yeah. Miss Mia, you want to talk about your battle buddy?
My buddy was Emily, one of my very good friends.
Okay. Anything that... did y'all get closer as friends or... as y'all were spending time out there together?
I would say so. Yeah. I think we're more adventurous now, especially because okay. of the climbing yeah. was a big thing. But, yeah.
Okay. So, we got just a couple minutes here left. And so, what I want to ask y'all is, any advice that you would give to any of your peers who have not yet been or not yet had the opportunity to go on a retreat and the opportunities being presented to them? What advice would you give them, Kayon?
It's actually great to try and experience new things because you'll see what you'll like. And if it was like you didn't want to do it, but you had your instinct is telling you you should try something new, I would mm-hmm. follow your instinct and mm-hmm. you'll see what lies up ahead yeah. that you'll like.
Okay. And Ava, how about you?
I definitely know how to give this kind of advice because my sister's going to be going on this field trip next year.
Okay, good.
Don't be afraid to socialize, ask mm-hmm. questions, and don't be afraid to explore. I mean, there are some parts that could be dangerous, but you know how to be careful. Like, yeah. don't be afraid of the cactuses that hurt you. don't be afraid to be wild and free. And best of all, don't forget to sing out to God when you need to, when you want to. Mm-hmm. Just do it. Like, sing like nobody's listening.
Yeah, but he gave us this voice, right? So he enjoys it. Whether or not anybody else around us does is immaterial, right? Okay, Miss Mia, how about you? What advice would you give to your classmates or your peers that have not yet been on a retreat?
Go on the field trip. Go on it. It's amazing, and it's worth it.
It'll change your life.
Yes. It will honestly change.
Give you a whole new perspective.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So do you guys know if you're going to have another opportunity before? I know you guys still have, you two still have another year here.
Yes.
So but do you know when you go over to Holy Trinity, are you going to get another opportunity?
Well, this coming May, on May 15th, I'll be graduating.
Mm-hmm.
and I think maybe, but I'm going to, I think I'm going to be in somewhere else with, like, it was like a, it's like a place for high schoolers, but I'll be eventually going back to the same place with some of the high schoolers that go to HT, like my friend Mia Rex, for an example.
I'm pretty sure me, Morgan, and Kayun have a whole college plan together. We're going to go same high school, same college. It's going to happen.
And you're just going to be joined at the hip for the rest of your life.
Yes. And what's fun is I'm going to know how HT is like because my dad works there.
Oh, that's right. There you go. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And Mia, how about you? What you think you'll go on another retreat given the opportunity?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I will never regret not going on it because, like, well, I will regret if I don't go on it.
Yeah.
If I don't go on it, I will be pretty upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was,
I enjoy
it. I was a bit like less enthusiastic when I figured out another school was going. Like, I guess I was okay with like 6th and 7th going, but entire school, like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But then I finally, you know, I decided to go there and I met these new kids and I found out I got to hike up mountains and I'm like, if I was stupid and didn't go on this trip, I would have regretted it for the rest of my life.
Same.
Well, girls, thank y'all very much for coming and talking to us today and sharing your experiences.
No problem, really
appreciate your time and appreciate your wisdom and your willingness to share your experiences. It's important, and I hope that the parents of other kids that are listening to us today are taking this to heart and maybe encouraging their kids to go on a on a retreat as well.
My biggest piece of wisdom: stay away from cactuses.
Stay away from cactuses.
Yes.
All right, folks. If you missed some or all of today's interview, today's show with our kids here from St. Mary's in Temple, we'll rebroadcast this. We have an encore airing on Sunday afternoon, also at 12 o'clock, and after that, it'll be up on our website. You can always download it in the show notes on our schedule tab. Thank you all very much, and remember to put on the armor of God.